This goes to, actually doesn't go to anybody. We'll just, this is regarding Terry Smith, S-M-I-T-H, date of birth 11/26/1957. This is a follow-up visit for Mr. Smith, who was seen in consultation on April 22nd of this year for an acute kidney injury in December of 2024. He had complications following abdominal aortic aneurysm repair. He did not require dialysis, and kidney function gradually improved. He did lose quite a bit of blood and required blood transfusions also. But he's recently gone back to work. He works for a farmer transporting animals, and he does enjoy his job and feels well enough to work. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, atorvastatin 10 mg daily, metoprolol 25 mg twice a day, aspirin 81 mg daily, Pepcid 20 mg daily. Nitroglycerin is 0.4 mg as needed for chest pain, not used, he reports. Physical exam, weight 238 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 62, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 142 over 70. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/16 of 2025. Creatinine was markedly improved, down from 1.67 to 1.28. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Calcium 9.0, albumin 3.9, phosphorus 3.1, sodium 136, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 25. Hemoglobin is 13.0, which is stable. Normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, hypertension, currently at goal, 2, coronary artery disease, stable, 3, history of acute renal failure with current normal renal function. I've asked him to repeat labs in December again. If they are normal or improved, we may place him on standby. However, if the creatinine is elevated again with abnormal GFR, greater than less than 60, we'll reschedule him for a follow-up visit with his practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.